Africana.
Your non-stop entertainment radio.
Sneaking around before, when you get together on a full-time basis,
Radio Africana,
your non-stop entertainment radio.
Mama called me, oh, just the other day. She said, hello, hello, I'm talking to you, baby. Somebody call me, he gonna tell me, say, he see you with Tomoibo, tell me, are you crazy? Girl, are you foolish? She your hope, I don't finish, oh. Wait till you they do it, your coral. Girl, I'm your mother, you know that I know better, oh. But my mama don't know that love don't care who you be, where you dey from. Love don't care at all. Love don't care who you know, wait till you get to. Love don't care at all. Tell me, say, yeah, see you with Mr. John. Tell me, are you crazy? Girl, are you foolish? She bank, I don't finish, oh. What do they do with the T-shirt? Girl, I'm your father. Your opinion doesn't matter. But my papa don't know that love don't care who you be, where you dey from. Love don't care.
Lovelies, how are you today? Happy Sunday. It's your girl Samba again, and welcome to Uncluttered, the space where we strip away the mask and pretenses, and here we speak the truth, even the truth most people don't want to hear. We speak it here. So today we are going somewhere very deep, somewhere raw, somewhere that has been ignored for far too long. We're talking about men. You don't have to run away, lady. Stay there. We're talking about men today. We're talking about the pain they feel, the love they give, the heartbreaks they carry silently. Because we women, we ladies, we always think that it is only us that feels heartbreaks. No, they do too. And specifically when women sometimes unknowingly, sometimes not, you know, emotionally hurt the men they love. I don't know why we think they don't get hurt, because we believe, oh, they are men, they will get over it. Man up. So this episode isn't about blame. It's about understanding. It's about seeing what has been, you know, invisible for too long. We need to start opening our eyes. We need to start taking care of our men. It is very, very important. Like I always say, they deserve love. They deserve all the things you think you want for yourself. They need it too. But because of the way they are being built as men growing up, they always have, you know, their parents telling them, man up, men don't cry. But it's quite unfair. Let me ask you, when was the last time you noticed your man is hurting? Can you really say it? Do you say it? Do you notice it? You need to start doing that, checking on your man. If you never marry, if not boyfriend, check on your boyfriend. Because we start from a small place and we grow in it. Let me ask you again. Do you even know what emotional hurts looks like? Do you take your time to pay attention? Being in a relationship takes a lot. I keep telling you people, love is not enough. It comes with other things. Emotional hurt isn't always loud most of the time, because sometimes, to be honest, it can be loud, but sometimes it's not. And it's not always argument. Sometimes it's subtle. Little words that cut deep. Like, you're not enough. Why can't you be more like him? Did you not see him there before you decide to go with him? You know, things like, you're too sensitive. Sometimes it's silence, coldness. And sometimes it's also ignoring him. Then we women, eh? Guilt tripping is the best thing we can do. We are very good at it. Or sometimes manipulation, you know, disguised as love. Why? And you know what? These small cracks over time break the strongest men. It does. Men who try to hold their families together. Men who give their hearts freely. Sometimes they walk around carrying invisible wounds from the ones they love most. How do your words shape the men you love? Are your words building him up or breaking him down? Men, nagel na own for body you. Because I know you guys are happy I'm talking about you guys tonight. Because I've had a lot of messages from few of you saying, oh, you only support the women. No. I'm not supporting the women. My own is about, you know, dealing with relationship. Talking to everybody. Opening, you know, a lot of unspoken, you know, issues. And that is why we call it uncladded. Now, turn by turn. You don't reach in our turn now. So, don't complain. I will ask you ladies again. You women, you mothers. How do your words shape the men you love? Are they building them up? or breaking them down. Don't forget, I am not a therapist. I'm Samba. I'll always be here to talk to us about things we don't, you know, we don't think about, things we don't do. Let's open each other's eyes. If you want to reach out to me, you can text on WhatsApp 0744-881-1570. I'll say it again. If you want to reach out, send message on WhatsApp 0744-881-1570. We're going to go on a short break. Keep thinking of what I've asked you. I've asked you two questions now. Keep thinking about it. I will be right back. It's your girl, Samba.
Anybody where you won't fight you, may they come, they already know. I'll be right beside you, like the wall of Jericho. They don't know, they don't know, they don't know what's going on. Wanna kiss you, my baby boy. I'll be a soldier for you, I'm getting better in Kung Fu. You should know I got you, and you don't need to guide me too. I'll be right beside you in anything that you do. If you ever need saving, I will be running to you. Running to you. I've been running to you. Running to you. Anywhere that you go to. Running to you. I've been running to you. Running to you. Anywhere that you go to.
When I'm looking for trouble, it's cause I know that I got you. Wanting more best everybody, oh oh. And it's because of your kung fu. And anytime that I'm out of control, you hold me down. You never, never let go. Una kiso, oh, una kiso, my baby boo. See all the battles you'll be fighting, and I'll be right there with you. I may be small, but I'm mighty. I go run out for you. And anybody where you happy, yeah. Don't be you pull it at me around. And if I ever need saving, I'll be running to you.
Running to you. I'll be running to you. Running to you. Anywhere that you go to. Running to you. I've been running to you. Running
to you. Will you wait for me? You go there for
anywhere
me.
Anywhere that you go to. You don't need to worry. Anything you want.
Sun up to sun down. Love me, don't go run down.
Hey, anytime you call me, baby, I go answer.
Any other brother, baby, you make them run out.
And if you want me coming to you, I go come to.
Are you gonna see me? Baby, don't chase me.
Tell me what you want, baby. Say I'm not in my mind.
Just say, are you ready? Are you ready?
Hey fam, welcome back to Unclouded. Today is Unclouded for Men. Let's talk about the silent pain of men. Men cry, you know that. They cry too. They just do it quietly because they are built to be like that. Men don't cry. When you cry, you're weak. Men don't show emotions. Be strong. Stop it. Stop training your male child like that. Let them understand it's okay to show their emotions. It's okay to show their pain. Because they suppress their pain because the world told them they must be strong. Why? They are humans too. Come on. It's okay. Most of the time they hide their tears behind smiles. And they hold hurt in their hearts. Maybe that's why they die before their women. Yeah. Come to think of it, maybe that's the reason. Because they bottle up a lot. You will see most of the time, most weddings, they will do 1 minute. How do they do? Is it 1 minute stand up for the dad? It's always the mom. Because they have so much in their heart, they can't let out because they are built to be strong. Why? Who even started that? And when they can't speak, they withdraw. They shut down. They leave spaces in relationship unfilled. Not because they don't care, but because their hearts are heavy and unseen. They carry it like their sleeves. They carry it like watches, like jewelries. They carry it like perfume. It's not fair. What exactly would change if men felt safe to express their pain without fear, without judgment? My brothers, please try and experience what they call freedom. Be free to express yourself. We can't be disguising manipulations as love. No. Because sometimes we use love like a tool for control. Making statements like, if you love me, you will do this. You hurt me, so now you must fix it. Na mechanic. How can somebody that is looking for someone to fix him, fix you? How is that possible? How is that possible? Let me know. Can a sad person make you happy? Can a weak person teach you how to be strong? In which dictionary did they write that men are meant to be neglected? Their feelings are supposed to be neglected. Ladies, let me ask you. Are you showing love or using love to control? I'm sure sometimes you don't even know the difference. Yeah, I'm being honest. Some of you don't even know you don't know the difference. Because some of you believe love is all, is all it takes to be in a relationship. You need to learn to study your man, study his mood. Know when he's happy, know when he's not happy. Just sometimes, just whether he's happy or he's not happy, sometimes just hold him, hug him, hold him tight and say, babe, you know what? I love you. Are you okay? Is everything cool with you? Is there something you want me to do for you? Well, not be so. All we want is, well, fool me, give me, key you there. Waiting. My person picking. Don't they enter body, no vex. Don't they enter body. The only thing we care about is give me. When have you ever given to your man? Are you showing love or you're using love to control? That's the question for you. And what is the effect of emotional hurt? Do you even know how, you know, how it affects your man? Do you even have any idea at all? Do you even care? Do you? I'm asking you, yes, you. Do you care? I'm not saying, you know, men are saints. Yeah, they will piss off, I mean, they will piss us off sometimes. They will irritate us sometimes with their behavior. Yeah, they're not angels. The fact that I'm talking, you know, about men today does not mean they are saints. But it takes patience to be in a relationship. It takes unconditional love to be in a relationship. Because some of you like doing give and take. You do me, I do you, go, no go vex. Yeah. Some do it. Some women, they do that a lot. Because your man did this year, you want to do payback. Then you'll be counting scores in a relationship. They do you. I mean, are you, they do yourself. It takes every little thing for a good relationship to crash. It takes a lot of tiny build-ups for the wall to crack. Now, Yoruba people will say, "Togiri oba lanu, alangba o le raye wo be." I bet Google for translation. I repeat that again. I love speaking my language. I'm sorry, people. Ti ogiri oba lanu, alangba o le raye wo be. I'm sounding like Gongo. If wall no open, lizard no go enter. Do you understand? The pigeon, you don't understand. Make I speak Oyinbo. I know you're Oyinbo, don't let me spark. If the wall doesn't open, a lizard won't be able to enter. I think that is fair enough for you. Emotional hurt affects everything. I won't do one fufu. Tonight, my boss is here. My boss is here and he's ignoring me. Because I'm talking about men and he doesn't want to come and talk. But I'll drag him. Let me give him some minutes. He must join me on this matter. But right now, I wish he's a woman. Like I'm saying, emotional hurts, you know, affect everything. It affects his confidence, his trust, and his sense of worth. There are many men in a relationship that feels worthless because you made him that way. They feel like they are not worth anything. When was the last time you called your husband and say, "Honey, thanks for everything you do. Thank you. I really appreciate you." Even if it's little thing. Every little thing matters a lot. When was the last time you did that? All you know is to be doing aproko everywhere. You cannot appreciate your man. Then what are you teaching your children? What are you teaching them? Only in only Latin Beshorudi. Charity begins at home. If you think your children are not watching you, they are watching you. Every single day. What you do, what you say, they are watching you. I'll give you an example. I've got a 10-year-old daughter. I've been speaking this language. We call it in Yoruba Eno. I can't translate that one because me, I don't even know what Eno means. But I know it's the language we speak, Shege Ogorigi Edanga, you know, something like that. And you know, one day I was speaking, she was smiling. And I asked her, why are you smiling? He said, because all this time you've been speaking with my sister, you think I don't understand you. I understand what you're saying, mommy. I said, what did I say? And she said it word for word. I nearly fainted. This is not a child I brought from Nigeria. No. Born and bred in UK. So tell me. It means that they take time to study you, to learn from you. Because tell me how a 10-year-old child that was given birth to in UK, tell me how she can understand Eno is not Yoruba. So how did she even understand Yoruba? That's the first question. Not to talk of Eno. Because you need to understand Yoruba deeply to be able to understand Eno. Please, we should wake up. Because most of the time we think, my husband's friend is ruining our relationship. He doesn't like me. My husband's family doesn't like me. No, most of the time it is you. You are the problem because you're not paying attention. Even small repeated hurts create walls. Walls between him and the woman he loves. And walls between him and himself. Yes, him and himself. I know they vex most more. Because none of the hear what. We women, we know they hear what. Because I think I just heard somebody say, I beg. Please, let's pay attention. You know what? Let's go on a short break. It's your girl, Samba.
I just want to love you. Go tell all your friends I love them too. I look nice, but I'm not so good. I got something I just wanna prove. Can you get yourself inside my room? Let me take you up.
Take you up.
Let me take you down.
Lay you down.
Let me show you up.
Show you up.
Let me turn you on.
Turn you up.
Let me show you some good lo 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 lo. Let me show you good lo 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 lo.
Lovelies, I'm back again. So what is it that we were talking about before? Men hurt too, they hurt. And you know what, the quiet outbreak isn't visible, but it is real and it's very painful. Ladies, when was the last time you reflected on how your actions might be hurting your partner emotionally? When? I want you to always think. Before you act, think. Take your time, think about it. And not just think about it, think deeply about it. Put yourself in that man's shoes and imagine how you will feel with that kind of action that you're about to let out. Let's talk about when love turns to fear. You know that some men, they stay in love not because of the joy you give them, but because of the fear. Fear of losing their family. Fear of being alone. You think it's only you women that do have that fear of being alone? No, men do too. And most importantly, the fear of failing as a man. The fear of failing as a man. And this Obodo Oyinbo, so you go laugh if I talk this one. So men, they fear because all in property, all everything he has worked for his entire life, it's gonna go away to you. So instead of losing all that, they stay. It's part of the fear they have. Like, if I divorce this woman, I'm gonna lose half of my property, if not more than half of it. And that is why some women, they feel so happy when they want to leave a man. Because you're going with a lot of trophies. What you did not work for. What you did not sweat for. What you're supposed to manage together. What you're supposed to manage for the future of your children. Because of that, the man stays unhappy. They start having different side chick. Love should feel like safety, not a battlefield. Not a battlefield, not a war zone. No. Men want to give, to care, to build. But when love feels like pain, they shrink back. Not be only that thing, they shrink. The entire body, their soul will shrink. You see? The other thing, now you could think on yourself. They stop sharing their hearts fully. Ladies, women, does the love you give make your partner feel safe or afraid? Think. Won't they just sit down and think about it? You complain, oh, my man doesn't love me like before. He doesn't act the way he used to. What have you done? What are you doing? Are you making effort to show him love? Are you? Have you ever made effort to even ask him if he's okay, if he's doing good? Have you ever yourself booked all a day, maybe a weekend away, and say, baby, you know what? Thank you so much for everything you've been doing. This weekend, I just want you to rest, enjoy yourself, have fun. I booked somewhere for the weekend. When have you ever done that? You never even thought of it, le baton. You never thought of it. Because all you care about is you want to make your own money, you want to do your own thing. But what about the man? How can you do better? How? Don't get it wrong though. This is not about blaming women.
This is about accountability. Honestly, it's not about blaming you women. No. It's just like waking you up. You can hurt your men without knowing, without meaning to. But hurt is still hurt. There's no two ways about it. You need to learn to listen when he speaks. Learn not to dismiss his feelings. And don't ever weaponize his vulnerability. Don't use guilt to get what you want. Because kudos, we sabi do that one. Liberty Lily. I've got Luca now. You sabi do that one. Love him in ways that heal, not wound. I want you to think about it. How can you help the man in your life feel valued? It's very important. How can you make him feel safe and respected? Just try this week. Value your man. And it's very simple. By saying thank you. By appreciate every little thing. Every little thing. You know hard. You know hard. Try. Please, my sisters, try. It helps. It's not only love that matters. Love matters, but not just love. It's not enough. You know, carry your man. You know, hold him. Sing him Duduke. He's a baby also. It's not only babies that you need to sing Duduke for. They are somebody's children. Sis, is your husband sitting beside you? Okay, let's practice this one. Get him up. Give him a hug. And you know what? We're going on a short break and I'm playing Duduke. We are going to play that Duke. You must dance if you love him. Oh yeah, let's practice it. If now your boyfriend, carry him. If he's in the room, go get him. Go get him. If you're cooking in the kitchen, call him when he come. Let's go. Let's do this. And thank you for doing it. If you're listening to me right now. It's your girl, Samba.
Shut up.
every day I dey pray for you in my life. Listen, isn't that so romantic? It is. Ayo fe mi, ayo fe. That's a good thing, isn't it? Just do that once in a while. Even sometimes sit on the bed with your husband, just hold him, hug each other. Hug each other. You know, talk. Tell him how much you love him. Let's talk about the healing process. Healing starts with acknowledgement. Acknowledge the hurt. Acknowledge the impact of your words and actions. Men don't need perfection. No. They don't. They can see every effort you make. They just need you to be honest. They need empathy. They do. Yes, they do. Don't let all this old time thing, you know, start following us everywhere. No. We need to update. The way we're updating our styles and everything, we need to update how we treat our men. They need consistent love. Don't love them today and be treating them like nonsense tomorrow. And be treating them like they mean nothing to you. Because they cannot give you some certain things, or they're not doing things the way you want them to do it. Healing also requires patience. Change does not happen overnight. I'm not saying, no. Do it little by little, you will get there. Change doesn't happen overnight, but when both sides, you know, commit to understanding and care, love grows stronger, way stronger. And that's all you need. Are you ready to acknowledge the ways you may have hurt your partner emotionally? Are you ready? Talk to me. Are you ready? Let me go to my messages. I've received messages from men sharing their quiet pain. I might not be able to take everything. From Joseph, yeah. I try so hard, yet I feel unseen. Yeah. She says she loves me, but my heart feels bruised every day. Then talk to her about it. Talk to her. Because most women, they don't really understand themselves. That's the worst part of it. It's the only person that I understand herself that can understand you. So sometimes it's always good to talk to them. And these are not weak men. It doesn't make you weak. It's only that you love deeply, quietly, and honestly. If you could tell the truth about your pain without fear, what would you say? Say it to your woman. You need to build love that heals. Love is not about perfection. It's about seeing your partner. And when I say seeing your partner, studying your partner. See them. Look at them closely. Love is also about speaking truth kindly. Not be truth where go make person fear, truth where go piss somebody off. No. Speak the truth kindly. It's about holding space for each other's hearts.
Men need, they need love. They need love that heals, not wounds. They need love that builds, not break. What changes can you make today to ensure your love heals instead of hurts? Please try and make that effort. Try and make your men, try to make them happy. Make them feel that you can see them. Take good care of them. Appreciate them. Make them feel happy. You can start tonight so that they will be happy going to work tomorrow, Monday. Create safe space for them. Be their shoulder. Not only to cry on, to relax. Sometimes look at your husband and say, oh, lie down, let me give you body massage. You don't need to be an expert. If a man loves you, every angle that you touch will make him happy. You know? Continue to do that. So you know what? Let's end here with hope that you have listened to me tonight. That you have learned something tonight. Love can be real. Love can be safe. And love can be healing. If you are listening to me tonight and you've hurt your partner, please, I always beg you, I'm begging you. I'm good at begging. I'm begging you, women, ladies. Acknowledge it. And men, if you're hurting, let someone say it. Not necessarily that you have to bottle everything in. Let someone say it. Men deserve care. They deserve understanding and gentleness and love. Not silence, not pain, and not judgment. This is Unclouded, where we speak love through truth. Thank you for listening. And I remain your girl, Samba.
Hey, beautiful, I know what you need. My African queen, I take you to Malawi. Song is for you straight from me. If they don't treat you right, you need somebody, then you should be with me. I'll be your release. When the sun goes down, you need somebody. When you don't need to compete with nobody, you should know by now that you deserve a gentleman. Hey beautiful, you know who it is. My African queen, let me be your king. And this song is for how you make me feel when I'm holding your hand. Oh my baby, you should be with me. I'll be your release. When the sun goes down, you need somebody. When you don't to compete with nobody. You should know by now that you deserve a gentleman.
Radio Africana,
your non-stop entertainment radio.
When I said to you that I never want to love another woman, girl, it was true. So true, I meant to marry you. And when I did, I wouldn't want to take care of you, for you. Now you say you want to leave me, girl. When around you I have built my world. Whatever you heard about me, baby, it's definitely crazy. Please give me one chance to show.
Girl to become my bride. You could be the one to make a fool of me, or you could be the one to be confused with me, or you could be the girl in the world that I